This is There's No Accounting for Taste. Written by Al Saris and read by Tipsy Kitty. It's not that Ed let Steed walk in on him masturbating on purpose, exactly. Except, yeah, actually, it's exactly like that. It might sound crazy, and that's because it is. But it's also justified. Extremely, totally, mostly justified. It's just that Steed has been making a big deal out of regaining Ed's trust and making things up to him. Like it's some sacred mission. Which is great. It's wonderful that Steed cares enough to do that. It's incredible, actually, that Steed loves him. It's very nice. The truth is that Ed loves it. He fucking loves it, because Steed is literally always around now. He's just always following Ed around, painfully and cheerfully conspicuous, like a loud, colorful shadow. Ed fucking adores the attention. It makes him feel fucking amazing. He feels like there's a magnet inside him that's pulling Steed around, giving him a deeper thrill whenever Steed swings back in closer. The problem is that Steed never gets close enough. He's a constant presence, hovering just outside of Ed's personal space, even as Ed can feel the pull between them. But the distance is never fucking closed. The worst part is that Ed knows he's done this to himself, at least a little. Because when Steed showed up, willing to grovel, well, maybe Ed wanted to take advantage of all that attention. Maybe he enjoyed the snacks and the clothes and the compliments. So maybe he didn't exactly tell Steed that he didn't have to try so hard. Considering that Ed had already been halfway to forgiving him before Steed had even apologized at all. Ed definitely might have misled Steed there, just a bit. But he hadn't known that it would create this distance between the two of them, like he's being held too high on a pedestal to be reached. It's fucking lonely up here. Ed wants to be reached. Ed would very much like for Steed to touch him. He thinks Steed wants to touch him too, but he won't. And Ed isn't going to be the one to bridge the gap. Because fuck that. As if he's going to go out on any kind of limb ever again. Not a fucking chance. No. Steed is supposed to touch him first, and that's all there is to it. God, they haven't even kissed yet. Not since the beach. They've talked, and they've cried, and Steed has told that he loves him 4 separate times. But they haven't touched each other. Ed feels it like a physical ache. It's a pain he's powerless to relieve. Because the only treatment is Steed's hands on him, and that's not something he can provide for himself. But he's losing patience, and he's getting desperate, and he needs to do something. And this is apparently what he's chosen. Letting Steed walk in on him while he's jerking off on the couch. Ed knew this would happen, or something like it. He knew he would get to this point, and the past few days he's felt particularly on edge, uncomfortable in his own skin. And strangely irritable in a weirdly sad way. He knew he was going to do something really fucking stupid if Steed didn't fucking touch him soon. And Steed hasn't. So here Ed is. Jerking off on the couch. Jerking off on the couch is a normal enough activity, seeing as the couch has been, for a time, the only furniture in the room. What's unusual is that Ed has taken off all of his clothes for the occasion. He can't even remember the last time he did that. But right now, he just doesn't want to be wearing clothes while he's getting off in his and Steed's shared quarters. And really, who could blame him? The other unusual thing here, which Ed feels might be fair to blame him for, is that he leaves the door to the co-captain's quarters unlocked. Sure, anybody could walk in, but that's a risk he's prepared to take. Because he's fucking Blackbeard, all right? Fuck off. Besides, Ed knows it'll be Steed who opens that door. He knows it. Steed is always 2 steps behind him these days, and Ed's already been alone long enough to have gotten halfway to getting off. Which means Steed is due to walk in any second now, and when he does, he'll find Ed sprawled out, naked, pleasuring himself. Just the thought of it excites Ed more than is probably good for him. Excites him more than anything ever has, actually. Wait, maybe this is a bad idea. Well, it's too late now, because fuck, the door's opening. And there's Steed, eyes as big as one of those fancy dinner plates. Just the sight of him has Ed so much closer to coming that he has to stop stroking himself. He squeezes his dick and closes his eyes for a second to pull himself together. Oh, God, Ed, what are you doing? Steed exclaims. As Ed reopens his eyes, he's relieved to see Steed shutting the door behind him, making the choice to enter the room. What does it look like I'm doing? Ed asks. What is he supposed to say? There's no mistaking what's going on here. His hand is literally on his dick. He is literally naked. Well, I mean, it looks like you're touching yourself, clearly, Steed says, obviously flustered. It makes him even more animated than usual, and his hair is already falling out of place from his head moving around so much as he talks. It's adorable. Then why'd you ask? It was clearly a rhetorical... Steed cuts himself off, falling silent as he frowns at Ed in that way that means he's deep in his own thoughts. After only a moment, he blinks. Then he smiles, wry and amused. Well, all right then, go on. Don't stop on my account, for God's sake. What? Steed walks towards him. Ed is slowly becoming aware that this whole thing is not going to go down the way he planned. Go on, have at it, Steed encourages with a weird, encouraging wave of his hand. You want me to? Ed asks, even though the answer is clear. He just can't quite believe it. You were having a good time, weren't you? Steed asks with a little smile, dipping his chin and raising a brow conspiratorially. Oh, fuck. That's really hot. Might have been, yeah, Ed answers. So, go ahead, Steed says. By now he's standing just a couple feet away, looking down with interest at Ed's cock in his fist. Ed does as he's told. Fuck, he moans as he starts up again. Ed expected to be touched, not to have to put on a show. He wanted to be touched. He still needs to be touched. But right now, that need is being temporarily overshadowed by the need to show Steed whatever the fuck he wants to see. You were really going at it when I walked in, weren't you, Ed? Were you close? Steed asks softly, with no small amount of excitement. Like he's unexpectedly unearthed some stupid treasure. But the treasure is Ed desperately tugging at his own dick. God, fuck, yeah, fuck. I get closer every time you open your fucking mouth, mate. You're just so weird. Really, really like that. If you like weird, Steed says, with the distinct tone of someone who knows they're about to say something really fucking annoying. I'm surprised it's not Mr. Buttons. Shut up, Steed, what the fuck, man? Ed says, freezing in place so he doesn't blow his load with buttons on his mind, for Christ's sake. I'm just saying, Steed defends himself, but he's grinning too wide to be convincingly innocent. His eyes dart down to where Ed is gripping himself to stop from coming. Really, though, you liked that as well. Me saying that? No shit, Steed. I just said I like the weird shit you say, so yeah, duh, I liked it. All right, no need to get riled up. I'm not riled up, I'm turned on. Yeah, you should probably take care of that, Steed says, and Ed doesn't make him say it twice. Fuckin'. Ed gasps as he resumes his activities, thrust back into sensation like diving into a hot spring. Fuck, man. Oh yeah? Fuck, yeah. You're looking at me, Steed says, and Ed knows he's not looking for any particular response. Because that's Steed's, I'm not sure what to say, so I'm making a random observation voice. It's not that Steed's uncomfortable. It's just that he wants to talk. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Ed agrees. I was thinking about you. Maybe Ed can provoke Steed into touching him. Get him riled up enough. And maybe he'll finally make a move. Yeah? Steed asks. Yeah, I always think about you. But it's not desire that overtakes Steed's features. It's a fond, peaceful smile, tinged with a bit of residual sadness. Somehow it's more devastating than any display of lust could ever be. Ed feels like he's on fire. Well, I'm relieved to hear that, Steed says softly, pouring gasoline on the flame. And he does look relieved, immensely, like the strings holding his suffering in place have been cut. Thought maybe I'd missed the boat, as it were. You are the boat, Steed. Because when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, Where the fuck would any boat of Ed's be going without Steed Bonnet? To Ed, this seems like just an obvious fact of the universe. But to Steed, it must be like Ed has professed his eternal love, judging by the suddenly enraptured look on his face. Oh, hell no. Ed is not having the "you're the love of my life" discussion right now. Oh, Edward, Okay, hang on, mate. Ed scrambles to interrupt him, pausing in his masturbation once again so he can hold up both hands. He then proceeds to wave them around as he's talking in a way that conveys absolutely nothing, except maybe how flustered he is. I know that sounded romantic as fuck, and like, yeah, I mean, I guess it is. But really, it's like, whatever. Cause my brain's, like, not working, you know? Like, I'm just lucky that that sounded all poetic. Cause I'm really not in the mood for poetry, you know? Oh, that right, Steed replies, accusatory, as if Ed is purposefully riling him up. And the thing is, like, yeah, Ed was purposefully riling him up. But that was before. Minutes, or like, at least a whole minute ago. He's way past subterfuge now, because he is incredibly, unbelievably, criminally turned on by the mere idea of Steed being pleased that Ed loves him back. Steed is really, actually, genuinely in love with him. Fuck. He needs to come, like, 5 fucking minutes ago. What are you in the mood for? Steed asks then, like a fucking smartass. The orgasm I've been about to fucking have for ages now, man, Ed whines. Oh, yeah, reckon that's a bit uncomfortable, Steed acknowledges with a sympathetic scrunch of his nose. Yeah, kind of is, Ed answers shrilly. Can I please come now? I'm not stopping you, Steed says in amusement, holding his hands up in surrender before flinging them out dramatically as if to say, what the fuck, man? I haven't been stopping you. Yeah, well, Ed grumbles. You're all, you know, standing there. It's distracting. But isn't that what you wanted, Ed? Steed asks knowingly. What do you mean? Ed says, though he's well aware of what he means. Didn't you want me to see you like this? Isn't that why we're here? Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, Ed says, then has a weird out-of-body moment as he hears himself continue to ramble. Like, he just cannot stop saying stupid shit to try to cover the stupid shit he just said. And it just gets worse and worse, but he can't stop talking. I mean, like, I don't care. But yeah, maybe I did kind of do that. A little. Like, on purpose, yeah. But it's not like it was hard. I mean, whatever. It just wasn't some grand plan. I just, you know, felt like it. Right. And maybe I didn't lock the door. That was maybe kinda, I don't know, fucked up that I did that. No, Ed, Steed says. He smiles warmly. It's fine. It is? I'm still here enjoying the show, aren't I? Steed asks, raising his eyebrows when Ed only nods in response. So, go on. Okay, Ed whispers, as he slips his hand back down to his cock, which is all slick at the tip and so hard that it's twitching. He groans as he starts stroking himself again. This isn't going to take long. Can I touch you? Just a little? Steed asks after a moment. Fucking fuck yes, fucking finally. You could fuck me right now. God, please fuck me. Ed just barely manages to keep the begging part inside his head. Ah, no, not quite that, just yet. But if I could, Steed says, reaching out with one hand, fingers splayed in demonstration. Just a bit of exploration. Ed has no idea what that means, but whatever, he needs it. Just fucking touch me. Yeah, okay. Ed pants as he jerks himself off faster. Do it. Nothing could have prepared Ed for what Steed does next. Except maybe if Steed said, Ed, I'm about to tickle the hair on your balls. Which is the closest description Ed can think of for what is happening to him right now. What the fuck? Ed groans in disbelief. Steed's touch is gentle and reverent, and he uses every one of his fingertips at the same time. Ed feels fucking insane. It's like you've got so much. I mean, your hair's so dark everywhere, Steed says in wonder. I like it. Mine's so light you can hardly see it. Ugh, Ed says, stroking himself harder. I like seeing you like this, Ed. Feeling you like this. Steed murmurs as he squeezes Ed's balls just a little, before continuing with the petting. What are you thinking about? I can't believe I'm about to cut my brains out because you're tickling my hairy balls. Hey, that's not... they're not that hairy, Steed protests. And it's the absurd earnestness, even as Steed still has his fingers all over Ed's aforementioned balls, that pushes Ed so close to the edge he knows there's no avoiding it. This is happening. He's gonna come harder than he ever has in his life, jerking off on the couch while Steed defends his opinion on the hairiness of Ed's fucking balls. Fucking fuck. I just meant that you're... oh my god, Steed says, startling slightly as Ed groans long and low, his cock pulsing hard as he comes all over himself. Well, you weren't kidding about liking weird stuff, were you, Ed? Look at that. Ed is still coming, still stroking himself through it, and Steed is still lightly caressing Ed's scrotum with his fingertips like some kind of bizarre-as-fuck sex genius. Oh, God, shut up, Steed, Ed moans, and finally his orgasm ends. What the fucking shit? Oh, you're all right, Steed admonishes with a grin. There's no shame in liking weird stuff, especially not if that weird stuff happens to be me. I'm fucking obsessed with you, Ed says, eyes wide. You're the weirdest stuff I've ever seen, and I can't get enough of it. Well, I'm here to provide, Steed says affectionately. They stare at each other for a minute, each lost in their own feelings, until Ed remembers where all that anticipation he's feeling is coming from. Are you gonna jerk off now? Ed asks, licking his lips. I could be persuaded, Steed says. But he's looking at the cum all over Ed's belly and chest like his decision has already been made. Good, because while you're doing that, I want to try what you just did to my balls, but with my tongue. Oh, would you look at that, Steed says, with a somewhat hysterical little laugh. You persuaded me. Take it out, come on, Ed implores with a grin. Right here? Steed looks like he really loves that idea, but is unsure if it's allowed. Right here, Ed confirms. All right, Steed says, unfastening his breeches and drawers just to drop everything to the ground around his feet, standing in front of Ed naked from the waist down and taking himself in hand. Steed closes his eyes in relief. Ah, there we go. Ed watches Steed's cock slip through his fist for a few seconds before remembering he'd really like to get his mouth on there. I'm gonna, can I? Ed asks. And all he has to do is lean forward until his face is inches from Steed's crotch, until Steed is nodding furiously. Mm, Steed starts to say, then breaks into a loud moan as Ed lightly swipes his tongue across Steed's balls. Oh god, oh fuck, fuck, oh my god, Ed, stop. What? Ed starts to ask, but Steed is pushing his face away and moaning as he jerks himself faster. And fuck, he's already coming, isn't he? Just from that, Steed is... Fuck, Steed yells as he comes over his own hand, groaning as his cock pulses, like it fucking hurts to be pulling his cum out of his balls through his dick like this. And it lasts for fucking ever, until finally there isn't a drop of cum left in him, and Steed is left shaking and sweating and breathing hard. That looks like it felt good, Ed says slowly, which makes Steed shiver a bit, which Ed finds extremely gratifying. Come on. Ed grabs his shirt off the floor to wipe them both off, not well enough to be clean, but enough to be more comfortable. Then he grabs Steed's hand to pull him onto the couch, and they settle in, nestled comfortably together. They're finally touching the way that Ed has needed all this time. God, it's so good. Ed is truly, absolutely in heaven. All right, Ed? Steed asks through a yawn. Incredible, Ed assures him. He's just wondering one thing. Why'd you push me, though? Ah, I just didn't want to get cum in your hair, Steed says, looking up at Ed with an apologetic grimace. Sorry about that. It's fine, Ed says. He debates saying his next thought out loud, but decides to just go for it. You could have, though. You can, you know, in my hair or wherever, if you want. That's, good to know, Steed says, then hums softly in pleasure as Ed starts stroking the hair behind his ear. Didn't have enough time to ask you this time. Yeah, that was fast, wasn't it? Ed teases. I didn't get nearly enough licks in there. You owe me. All right, Steed says, laughing. They're quiet for several minutes, Ed's hand still in Steed's hair. Steed has his palm flat on Ed's chest and is slowly rubbing it back and forth, just a little. Hey, Ed? Steed asks eventually. What's that? Ed answers, ending in a yawn. Did we just... Steed trails off. He seems unsure how to word his question. I mean, did that count? What? Did we just, you know, have sex? Just then? I mean, you know, just now? Huh, Ed says, contemplative. It's weird, but yeah, I think so. Wow, Steed says with a breathless laugh. We barely touched each other at all. It's true. Even though Ed did all this so that Steed would touch him, it's only now, in the afterglow, that they're really in contact the way that Ed needs. But even so, Ed feels that the divide between them is finally closed. Yeah, true, Ed says lightly. If he plays his cards right. Didn't kiss, either. Oh, Steed says in surprise. Is it too late? For the kissing? Yeah, Steed says as he gazes at Ed. Ed realizes that he's not just asking about the kissing. Is it too late for us? The answer, of course, is that it never could be. It's not too late for the kissing. Or for anything, Ed says softly. Oh, Ed. Steed looks and sounds like he's about to cry, but Ed has other plans that he would like to get back to. Yeah, all right, but can we talk later, though? Ed implores, trying his absolute best not to whine. I've been waiting fucking weeks for you to kiss me, man. Maybe it does sound like a whine. What with the way Steed practically growls at him to be quiet before he smashes their lips together. It's a weird start to their second ever kiss, but Ed likes weird shit, and that's okay. It really, really fucking is. The end. Like he's unexpectedly unearthed some stupid treasure. Like he's unexpectedly unearthed some stupid... Unearthed. Ugh. Like he's unexpectedly unearthed some stupid... I can't say it. Oh, this is so hard. Even as Steed still has his finger... Nope. Unfastening his breeches and drawers just to drop every... Unfastening his breeches and drawers... Jesus Christ. Excuse me. What's that? Nope. Hey you, over there. On the chaise longue in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down? You should be horizontal now. On the chaise longue, all day long.
long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.